I'm going to go ahead and call into order the Sunrise Manortown Advisory Board. It's May 2nd, 2024, and it is 6:30 p.m. And so we're going to get going. All right. So the first thing that we're going to do is the Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Thank you. And then we'll do a roll call. We'll start down with Paul.
Paul Thomas.
Earl Barbo.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Jill Leva.
And then who do we have?
Beatrice Martinez with Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
And then
Conference
and Planning. Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, so next thing we're going to do is move on to public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson's discretion. Do we have any public comment? All right, seeing none. We're moving on to agenda item number 3. I need a motion to approve the minutes from April 11th, 2024.
So moved to approve the minutes.
Okay, is there any revisions or edits that anybody would like to suggest? No? Okay, we have a motion and a second, so all in favor say aye. Aye. Approval of the agenda for May 2nd, 2024. Do we need to hold or combine anything? No? Okay. So I'm going to put a motion on the table to approve the agenda. Do I have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. So then we're going to move on to agenda item number 1. Go ahead and come down here. All right. Agenda item number 1 is AR 400031 WS 230339. Maria Elena Tejeda. This is for waivers of development standards. First application for review. For the following: number 1, reduce building separation. Number 2, reduce setbacks for existing accessory structures and attached additions in conjunction with an existing single family residence on a 0.1 acres in an RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone. Generally located on the north side of Combe Circle and the west side of Minor Way within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here? Come forward. Got that? Okay, if you have anything that you would like us to be able to see, if you could put it on this table, it'll then project up onto the screen and we can see it. Do you have anything?
I'm not too sure.
Okay, go ahead and say your name and spell it.
My name's Anthony Hernandez. I'm Maria Elena's son.
Okay, and your address?
4154 Combe Circle, Las Vegas, 89104.
Okay, can you explain your application for us, please?
I'm not fully sure right now, because we came here before, and the process, it got approved, we went to town hall, it got approved. Right now we're currently in the stage of, I think you're going through planning in the city.
Okay.
So, because we have, I mean, this is what we have where it shows, I don't know if you can see. So I'm not fully sure what we're here for right now.
Okay, let's see what this says.
Do you want to explain what you want to do with your building separation or what you're putting in your property?
Yeah, can you just explain to us what it is you're going to do?
It's first application for review. So it already got approved. So you guys are now reviewing it to make sure, for some reason, the town board put a review
Oh, this is the one where we put a requirement on approval.
Yeah, all the outside storage stuff was there.
Right.
So you got it approved, but they just wanted to come, for you to come back and make sure everything is still okay on the property.
Yeah, I just don't know what you guys would need from us too.
I mean, according to this, it's recommended for approval.
So where do you stand now? Has everything been removed?
We're going off what they said. It didn't have to. The place had to be cleaned, but the storage didn't have to be removed.
Okay.
Do you have pictures or anything?
We have some pictures of the house, like clean, but you know. Sorry, she got them.
It's okay. You guys gave them 2 months to remove the remainder of the outdoor storage, and then
so
right
until everything's clean, they can't pull building permits.
So basically, this was the back, and this all got sent to I don't remember her name, but she's the one that was in charge of our district, I think, or our section. And she okayed everything.
Commissioner Kirkpatrick?
No, it was a female. It was a little. But I know she was in charge of our stuff, I guess.
Vivian Klarski, this goes to Planning Commission.
Oh, for the Planning Commission. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So then, yeah, it would. Oh, sorry. And then it's basically that. I don't know what you guys want to see specifically.
Any questions?
Well, it states in here that you have to have a 2 month review for the outside storage stuff, but it's not all gone.
Yeah, oh, so they were going to. I don't know if this, it's not because it's not all gone, but they were going to periodically check up to make sure it stays gone, from what I was tracking. For up to a year, and then I think past that every once in a while.
Do you want to make a motion? Okay.
Motion to approve for staff's recommendations and preliminary staff's conditions.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have a Planning Commission meeting on May 21st.
All right. Agenda item number 2. All right, agenda item number 2 is number ET 400038 NZC 200065 ASI Vegas Valley LP. This is a zone change, second extension of time to reclassify 2.5 acres from RS20 residential single family 20 zone to an RM32 residential multifamily 32 zone. This is a use permit for senior housing. Waivers of development standards are for the following: 1, increase the building height; 2, allow an existing attached sidewalk to remain. There is a design review for senior house housing complex. It's generally located on the south side of Vegas Valley Drive at 220 feet west of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here?
Good evening. Rami Attaud, Creative Design Architecture, 1855 Village Center Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada 89134. On behalf of the applicant, we are running slightly behind construction. Our first time extension expired April 20th. We applied early in April for a second time extension. Unfortunately, I thought it's an administrative review. Turned out to be a full process. We should be done 1st of June. And you probably drove by and you saw how beautiful the building is.
Okay.
So we're a month away, and we just appreciate your approval.
Any questions?
Make a comment. I've been watching the course of construction, and you're doing, it looks like a nice job for
Thank
a
you.
Good project.
Thank
those
you.
Three, are those fire escapes or elevator shafts that you have?
On the roof, or?
Well, yeah, when you're building it, you put up three shafts that look like elevator shafts.
Stairwells?
Fire escapes, okay.
On the ends, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are stairwells, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, not yet. Yeah. Okay, so do you have any other questions?
No.
No. Is anybody from the public here that would like to give comment? No? Okay. Do I have a motion then?
Motion to approve.
All right.
For staff recommendations.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a great evening.
Thank you. All right. We'll move on to agenda item number 3.
Everything's so easy.
We have
to be friends.
Pull up this one. All right, agenda item number 3. So it is number WS24013347 10 Cartier Partners LLC. This is waivers of development standards for the following: 1, parking lot landscaping; 2, non-decorative fence; 3, back of curb radius; and 4, driveway geonomics. Design review for outdoor storage yard on 6.1 acres in an IL, industrial light zone, within the airport environs, AE70, AE75, and APZ2 overlay. It generally is located on the north side of Cartier Avenue and the east side of Marion Drive within Sunrise Manor. And is the applicant present?
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Sluss, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see from the aerial, the property is located on the northeast corner of Cartier and Marion. It is about a 6-acre parcel. The new property, there's a new ownership group that came in to purchase it. They wanted to enhance the property. And so the first thing they want to do is add some paving. It's partially paved, partially kind of decomposed granite. And we were stopped there because we were told we need to have land use entitlements to update it to current Title 30. So that's why we are here before you. The site is planned. Your business, your light industrial, BE, it has the corresponding zone change of light industrial. You can see the entire area predominantly is that light industrial and industrial type uses, the use that we're ultimately going to use. What we're doing is definitely enhancing the site out there. This is our proposed site plan. We are going to have perimeter landscaping along Marion at about 15 foot width. We're going to add it along Cartier at about 20 feet in width. There was 2 driveways on Cartier. We are going to close up this driveway. We've worked with Public Works on that because today it would be much too close to the intersection, would not provide appropriate separation distance. We're going to maintain the driveway on Cartier. We are going to completely rebuild the driveway on Marion at 35 foot width to meet the county standards. Coming in, you can see the hatched area right here. This is where there is existing pavement. This is the area where we'd like to then add the pavement. This is where it's kind of dirt, maybe, you know, deposit some type of dirt work on it, but definitely make it paving. And we have to do that for outside storage per the air quality regulations. Really the biggest thing that we're asking for is to waive the parking, the interior landscape parking islands. Per code, we are supposed to have 5 of those. But as I mentioned, this is really predominantly for outside storage. There'll be large vehicles on the site performing various turning radiuses. So it's not an ideal situation to have landscaping or landscape islands in that area. I'll show you some photos here in a second, but here is existing buildings on the site will remain. They will be spruced up a little bit, painted. can see. This is actually the shed on the northern portion of the site. That actually will be removed to provide additional outside storage area. See, we are going to add new fencing around the perimeter of the fence, around the perimeter of the site. It will be fenced within the mesh on. It'll be 9 foot tall screen fence with the mesh, and then we'll have another foot of the kind of barbed wire for enhanced security. I'm going to show you some photos. Pretty common, almost every property out there has this same design with the chain link fence, the mesh, and the barbed wire on top. See, right here is the existing building. This office building is the one that will remain. I did want to point out, though, we're going to add some foundational landscaping around this building. You can see right here is kind of additional landscaping, even though we can't provide it, or would not like to provide it on the interior parking lot landscaping. We're going to provide additional landscaping, not only on the perimeter, but some of the foundational landscaping to the building there. Then this is actually the structure that will be removed. We think what we're proposing is consistent with the area. You can see right here, this is across the street from us, right in this parking lot. You can see right here, chain link fence entry in. There are no landscape islands for really any of these developments out there. They all are kind of similar uses, have heavy trucks, heavy materials out there, all paved, but no landscaping internal to the site because of the style of operation that it had, that the area has. You can see right here, again, this is on all sides of us, all properties around us. You can see the fencing there. It's a chain link fence with a mesh screen, which we will have, and then you can see right here on top of that, barbed wire for additional security. With that, we accept all of the if approved conditions, and more than happy to answer any of your questions.
So it's the heat island issue that's holding everything else up.
Okay. And there's a, if I may add, I'm sorry, there we, of course, there's the new Title 30 requires right. The fee in lieu of trees. So I think it's $915 per tree. I think we're 25 or 30 trees short, so we would have to contribute that 30 times $915 to the county fee where they're supposed to plant trees or something along those lines. But we would contribute to that fund.
Any questions? Okay. Is there anybody here would like a public comment on this?
I have a question for planning. With the heat island issues really big in the county for the past year, we had cases like this where they have outdoor storage and the truck turning radius and like this has come before us. And I've been thinking, what about putting it around the perimeter of the property? Have you planned something like that?
We have far exceeded those requirements. Let me show you on our site plan. You can see right here we have perimeter landscaping at minimum 15 feet around at Marion and 20 feet around Cartier. We're also doing some foundational landscaping around the building. So we have, we're trying to compensate for it in that way.
That's good. But I'm thinking more like in the back of the property. If you took a landscape strip across the back and stuck a lot of trees in there, save you $950 a tree.
That's true.
So it might be cheaper to just take some of this and trade them off. Okay, I can't have them. Traffic obstructions and go to the parking lot, but you could have them in the back of your property, say on the east side, all across the east side of your property or the north side of your property. Put a strip and you stick the trees in there because the trees will expand out over the parking lot too. It wouldn't be just a green area. I mean, they'd spread. So would that be something that you can compromise on? You lose some parking spaces, but 10 feet or so
right
on the edges. But
yeah, I don't know if we have the irrigation and water back there, but I can't agree to it tonight, but if that's certainly a condition that you'd impose, I would take it moving forward.
In the 15-foot landscaping, are there trees there?
Yeah, we're going to do per county standard. I think it's every 20 feet on center. We'll have large trees. We'll have the shrubs. We'll plant per the water district, the water, the allowed plants for the water district.
And that faces the west side.
So this is north, correct? This is west, this is south, and this will be our east side. So right here, on
the sunset.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Did planning?
I was gonna say for medium trees is 20, large or 30.
Sorry.
Yeah, just for the record.
Okay.
Thank you, yeah.
Medium trees are to be 20 feet on center, large trees are 30 because the larger root system.
So mixed up my...
I mean, we could ask that they look into putting more trees on there if they can get water back there.
I can take that.
If not, they can then to contribute to the fund.
What's the kind of story
that you're going to be doing? So we are planning on basically like large vehicle storage. It would be, we don't have an end user yet, but it would be for parking and storage of large vehicles and things of that nature. So,
yeah. Some of these trees, they've got, like Sahara's a good street, I don't know if you remember. At East Sahara, they've got these trees and they're real massive now, the desert willow. And sometimes they plant them underneath these main transmission lines, which I think is dumb, but these trees go really big and they're very water. They're not intensive enough for water use, and they cover a lot of area, and it might be something the county would be interested in having on the perimeter.
Right.
They got them on the sewer company has a lot of them too. On this sewer, city's Las Vegas sewer plant out here,
mm-hmm.
They got them along the Vegas Valley.
Yeah.
And DI.
Let me be more specific on this storage, if I may. I'm sorry. So it would be. Potentially like wood products, heavy-duty trucks, trailers, vans, and various materials including steel, aluminum, wood, concrete, vinyl, and composite. So that would be the material storage.
I know that there's heat island stuff in there. I'm not a big proponent of putting trees in that kind of a parking lot.
Okay. It's,
I think you've got enough trees around the perimeter of that. It's going to create a lot of shade from the sun because the sun sets in the east. That's the hottest time of the day. The building also. I mean, how do you do something like that? You put them around the perimeter. What does that do for you?
Well, the morning sun.
These around here, I think, are good.
Oh, right.
They're decorative.
Over here, right? Yeah.
On the street, people get
right.
to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
It dresses up the neighborhood.
Correct.
Back in the back area, you're going to have all this storage stuff back here, and the trees are going to get forgotten about, and they're going to die.
I would agree with you.
I mean, look at a lot of those stuff here. Look at all these other places.
Yeah.
Right. The trees are all dead. They don't take care of them anymore.
Yeah.
And nobody does nothing about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, my opinion is, you know, if you don't mind, I'll make the motion to approve this with staff's conditions. Of, you know, bid approved conditions.
I agree to this.
Okay. Do you want a second?
Staff, what's your biggest objection here?
Probably their analysis.
What?
Well, yeah, probably. I know Public Works.
Public Works was they were okay with it, but denied because staff.
Because staff isn't
planning.
Probably on this here. It's, staff does not support. Generally, we would not support if they can put in landscaping. That's where
okay.
you guys would come in and determine if it's appropriate or not.
So I would be willing to second that motion. Okay.
Okay. You don't have to second the motion.
Yeah.
Okay. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Great. Thank you guys. Have a
mm-hmm.
great evening.
You owe me one.
I do. See, it wasn't too bad. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
And then, well, so, you know, you're making up for it with the money for the trees. They're going to plant them somewhere else.
That's right.
Great, a good shade area.
It's always a pleasure to be before you guys. Mm-hmm. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm going to ask if you could stay for 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
As far as shade starting to grow, these shade cloth things in playgrounds, parks and stuff to provide shade. Why can't they start doing some things like that with these single poles instead of a tripod shade structure in portions of the parking lots?
Generally, it wouldn't fall under landscaping in that aspect, but
does that help the heat on it?
It probably would. I don't know how secure these are, how long they last, you know.
But I know businesses do that, and they put solar panels on them, too.
Our code for solar, we've talked about the new Title 30, along with our sustainability department, does allow for that. I don't know if it necessarily encourages that, but yeah, it absolutely allows for it.
And we have,
plus trees.
Yeah. And we have said new sustainability, and that would necessarily change the sustainability more toward landscaping.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you get them in the back like that, where nobody goes back there, they're stored in trucks and vehicles and things. If it was a regular parking lot where you're parking cars are coming in and everything, I can understand putting the trees in there. You know, because people like to park under the trees in the shade. But for something like that, you know, I'd like to see some kind of a shade structure even back there, you know, that you can, you know, put some vehicles on there, you know, especially if you have vans and stuff that people are going to use.
For sure.
Sometimes you have to be careful, they can qualify as accessory structures too. So, you know, that gets in there.
Guys are too tough.
I know. If you could have that over the park, and then if it's part of an encroachment, they got to go for a waiver.
Who knows? I might be back here.
Six, half one dozen or the other.
Well, I mean, that's something to think about too, you know, when they're talking about stuff like that.
All right. Well, that's our three agenda items.
A little general thought right there.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right.
So we'll open it up to the second public comment. So this period is devoted to comments by the general public. No discussion, action, or vote can be taken on this agenda item. You're going to be afforded the opportunity to speak to the board, and you'll be limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone that would like to do public comment?
Are you talking about general?
Yeah, just general public comment, and you can do that now.
Yeah, my name is Nelson Velasquez, V-E-L-A-Z, like zebra, in the middle, Q-U-E-Z, and I live at 1756 Del Amo Drive, been there for many, many years, like 20 years or longer, and I noticed some changes in the community in the area. But mostly I wanted to bring up the subject about, you know, the traffic that is increasing heavily around those streets. And you have trucks, commercial trucks, coming through the neighborhood day and night, up and down. And this is a residential area, the street across the Wyoming, is the elementary school. So the traffic has gotten to the point that is very, very difficult to even have turn into the neighborhood and out. And I don't know if this is, if anything that for you guys, but maybe you can refer me to who I need to speak to.
It's going to be the representative of the commission, because they would need to do a traffic study.
Yeah. So we can post no truck signs on residential, but Metro enforces it. Historically, they don't. But we're more than happy to put no truck signs for the residential areas.
Yeah, because it's not only them going by, but also there's a lot of commercial trucks. I don't know if it's individuals in the area that own businesses, but they also park a lot of commercial trucks, which creates a problem with the maintenance of the sweeper that comes by to sweep, and they can't even sweep the street. And in addition to that, they don't even show up the way that they used to. I personally have called them many, many times so that they can come and sweep, and sometimes in a month and a half, they don't show up. And they tell me directly, they say, we don't have a schedule, which I found it very unusual, to sweep the streets. We just go whenever we can, I guess, you know. So these are just some of the issues that I've seen in the neighborhood that affects the values of the property.
You can report tractor trailers if they're parked in your street. We have the officers work like around 7 to 5, but if they're like folks that come in after hours, you don't have staff to tow them. But if they're Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5, we can absolutely tag them. All you need to do is, I'll give you my information, or I can give you where to report them, and all you need to do is take a picture. If you have a smart
very much for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Appreciate it. For the community information.
Anyone else? Did you want to speak?
Mm-hmm. Hello. My name is Raphael Uzan, R-A-P-H-A-E-L, U-Z-A-N, middle initial R, and junior. My father is Raphael Uzan Sr. So I was born and raised here in Sunrise Manor on 962 North Christie Lane. I'm 29 years old now, right? I just bought a house on 1829 Los Feliz on April 21st, a couple weeks ago. Moved in there with my beautiful girlfriend here, and you know, I'm very excited to begin my life. Right, went to college, got a degree in computer science, worked very hard, saved very hard for a long time. The streetlights aren't on for four blocks. It is terrifying. She's scared. We want to loot. We want to move. You know, I didn't want to move to a better part of town, to Summerlin or Henderson or wherever. I wanted to stay here and make the community a better place. Right,
it's a nice area.
We're terrified.
Yeah,
there was a shooting last Sunday from some Harley riders. I was in my driveway, guy emptied a clip, right? And I know you guys probably heard it enough by now. And I came here to be all adversarial, and I'm not used to local governments. I'm not adversarial. Please help us. Please turn those lights on. We're scared, okay?
Believe me.
Have you reported them?
The Carr County fix a ticket yesterday.
I have to. Same street lights you started with.
Yeah.
On Los Feliz.
There's three
also,
houses that are connected.
On Rowan's and Eastman and the whole section.
There's a lot of shady stuff that happens on Eastman and on Kell, too. I have that house now, that big wall where someone tagged it last night, right? And I go up there to pick up trash. Some guy's peeing and threatens me, right?
You buy a house on the corner?
Yeah, that one right there, 1829. That Lieutenant Colonel Sully had, right?
Yeah.
So,
I know exactly what he's talking about.
So, can you guys help us, please? Is this the place for this?
We can.
Hey, I'll be talking to you.
So, I can give you an information. Right now, we have over 200 lights that are out all through Clark County from here to Summerlin.
I get it.
So, we are switching all of the copper wire to aluminum. It takes half a day to fix five lights. So what we're asking folks is to report it to Metro. We've talked to the sheriff, we're talking to the DA. We have replaced the same area of lights. It's costing the county millions of dollars.
Is it copper theft?
It's copper theft.
Okay.
So, and we're trying to do, that's why we're switching to aluminum. We are going after the junkyards because they're the ones that are accepting it.
I mean, Nellis Recycling's right there. I'm not saying anything. But here's the thing. I'm scared to put my own light. I went to Lowe's and got these big 10,000 lumen lights, and I'm talking to the neighbors. We're all in a group chat with them. I'm scared to put them up because they might retaliate against me. There's like gang activity, you know? They'll shoot them out or they'll do, you know, they'll. So I got them right there. They're ready to be wired. I don't want to put them up, so.
I will say, we're going as fast as we can. It is your taxpayer money that we keep spending.
Sure.
Over
and I bet it is locals too, and it's organized, I'm sure, because you got to be skilled to strip that wire. But anyway.
You don't.
No?
It's homeless folks, and that's why the ordinances, we might have to address things that, it's usually folks that it just need a quick buck.
Sure, I have all my suspicions, right? So, but anyways.
But if you report them to Metro, what will happen is, and I do community meetings 2 or 3 times a week. Still call because what will happen, every morning the sergeant gets a report of phone calls. And if all of a sudden there's 50 calls from one neighborhood, they're going to send a couple cop cars more often than not. You will not get a response 2-3 times that you call in, but if there's 50, please call.
I'm just going to say, there's a 5-minute wait time on Monday at 1 a.m. for the 911 operator, and it was very unsettling for me, right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't own a gun. I don't want to buy a gun, right? I don't think I need one, honestly. So
we're in the process of filling 911 operators. Right now, we don't have cops.
Sure.
We are in extreme shortage of cops.
Anyone
that wants to do any public service career, they're constantly hiring.
Yeah.
Constantly. We're putting in also firefighters. We're better on firefighters.
Sure.
Do you guys maybe have a big dog?
No, we're not. Go ahead.
On the corner there, I didn't tell you this before, but I saw them taking the wire out of there.
You need to call him.
Wait a minute. That was way back when I left.
Yeah.
It was an electrical maintenance pickup truck.
Yeah.
Electrical.
That's what I'm saying. It's skilled.
I thought that they were doing some electrical maintenance there.
It was
in the middle of the day.
I have a proposition. Can we just like identify high priority street lights maybe, and then just fix the like some? You don't got to do all the whole
road.
We are.
So like where usually there's fatalities.
Yeah.
We've gotten hit Charlton and Ellis. We've gotten hit 5 times in the last year. So we've spent alone in that park $500,000, and 3 people have died. So we're constantly fixing them. But what happens is everyone posts it's fixed, and then 2 weeks later they hit it again.
Right.
So we are. We hear you. We're just spending more money on it.
No, see, because that's not the solution. Then we got to be smarter. But I get it. But yeah. I need to be heard. I need to come down here. She's scared of going at night. You know.
This is what we're here for.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you all so much.
We all live here too.
Thank you, sir.
Come back.
I'm gonna stop.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah. Rafael Eason, by the way.
Paul Thomas.
This is Tiffany Quintero. We met at St. Anne in middle school, St. Anne Catholic School over there on Maryland.
We do need to finish the meeting.
Earl's gonna go.
Fine. That was great.
Oh, okay.
Sandra Cosgrove. Tiffany. Nice to meet you. Yeah, Earl's gonna go.
So thank you for reporting.
But come back.
I'll be at the next meeting. Hopefully there's action taken by then.
Bring your friends.
Yeah, I'm gonna be collecting case for local news, social media.
Yep, come back.
Come back again.
Yeah.
Bring your friends.
Thank you.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the traffic is crazy. You have to change the
law. Earl Barbeau.
Okay, Earl's up.
Town board member. Okay, the Review Journal, I read it all the time. As you know, I clip out all your stories and bring them in here. They had a really good one. This one, it says, many big chains are locking up merchandise to prevent rampant theft.
Oh, yeah.
Not just here, everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
My mother, 97, lives with me. Every once in a while, I like to take her out, go somewhere. Yesterday, we went to Kohl's just to walk around and buy a little thing. We go to Walgreens a lot. She liked Walgreens when she was young. She worked in Walgreens back in 1940s.
Right.
So we go there. And they took away all the carts. Because Mom used to use the cart to stand up with,
yeah,
you know.
Like a
and so I asked the manager, "Why? Where'd all the carts go? There's one cart." And he supervises you walking out the door with the cart. He brings it back. He says, people load up the carts with merchandise and steal it. They just steal the cart and they take off and go. Well, I got news for everybody, and the councilmen too, commissioners too. What the stores do, they don't lose money on this. They just mark up all the other merchandise. And people who go to the shop pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying for all the stuff that gets stolen.
Yep.
And people don't realize it.
It's called shrinkage.
That's what's going on. And that's why prices are going up. And the President of the United States blames the greedy retailers. Well, they can't be in business unless they make a profit.
Right.
And when people walk out and they got to lock stuff up, this costs a lot of money to buy these cases and to staff them. And to go there, when I want to go to Walmart and buy something, I got
to
go to the guy and open the door. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, most people just shop online and then drive over and pick it up.
This is a sign of bad government. I'm blessed to be old.
Cultural
I remember
problems.
The 1950s, and it was a different mindset, a different human behavior. We didn't have to worry about this stuff. Today, it's the way of life, and it's because of bad government. They're letting them get away with this, and it's becoming ingrained in the culture.
Well, it's related to what we just talked about with
shameful,
the copper wire.
And it's got to change.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Thank you. And it doesn't look like we have anybody else. So the next meeting date is going to be May 16th, 2024, and I will go ahead and adjourn.